I want you to keep your head in the same position, looking straight forward, but I want you to look upwards with your eyes. As high as you can possibly look, and then just breathe in. And breathe out again, and keeping your eyeballs facing upwards, breathing in and breathing out, and each time you blink, that's hypnosis coming upon you. Just one more time, breathing in, keeping those eyeballs looking up, and breathing out, and every time you blink, that's hypnosis coming upon you. And again, now as you exhale, keep those eyeballs up, but I want you to just close your eyelids right down, all the way down, just allowing a drifting, floating feeling to develop in your body. And I want you to just drop your chin down a little, so that you really feel that looking down feeling, that feeling that you might get when you look over a balcony perhaps, or looking down a flight of stairs. And now you can forget all about the position of your eyes under those closed eyelids. Don't keep them rolled up. Just keep your eyelids relaxed and let your eyeballs rest wherever they want to get that looking down feeling. Get that looking down feeling, that feeling that you get when you're looking down some stairs. And as I count, you're going to imagine, to see, to hear, to feel your feet treading down each step of those stairs. You're moving down onto step 10 now, as each muscle, every nerve turns loose, lets loose, as you go deeper. You're taking step 9 and 8, and you can see your feet, hear your feet, feel your feet, treading on each step. As you move down, drift down, travel down to an even deeper level, you're taking step 7, and you're going deeper with every number I count. You're taking step 6, you're going deeper with every sound you hear. You're taking step 5, you're halfway down as each muscle, every nerve turns loose, lets loose, as you go deeper. You're taking step 4, as you gently, calmly, easily move on over to an even deeper level, as you take step 3. And any sound, any noise, any movement around you, even the sound of your own breathing, is carrying you deeper and further into such a relaxation, such a healing state of hypnosis. You're taking step 2. And deeper just means that you're going deeper into an awareness of yourself. It's safe, it's wonderful, and now you can take step 1 and just go deeper, sleeping deeper, drifting deeper, moving deeper. Every time I click my fingers and say the word go deeper or sleep deeper, you're just going to go deeper. So just go deeper and deeper and even deeper still, just drifting, sinking, relaxing, feeling deeper, safe and sound. Deeper still just means that you're going deeper to a level where you're more positively suggestible. Hypnosis is not about being asleep, not at all. It's really about how suggestible you are to positive suggestions. And I'm going to show you how suggestible you are. And every suggestion I give you is really going to go in and begin to powerfully transform your life. So remember, something different and rather wonderful happens when you're hypnotized. And you're going to feel that now, because I want you to imagine, right now that you're simply holding in your left hand the most juicy, powerful lemon. In fact, I want you to imagine that you're holding half a lemon in that left hand. And as you slightly squeeze it, you can feel that wonderful lemon texture. And with your eyes closed, I want you to imagine bringing your hand up to your mouth. and cramming that half lemon in your mouth. Push that lemon into your mouth and start chewing on it, sucking on the flesh, perhaps starting to swallow the juices that start swirling around with those chunks of lemon, all swirling around in your mouth. And what's happening as you think about biting, sucking, chewing, and eating half a lemon is that your brilliant mind is actually pumping out saliva. It's creating saliva to a thought. There is no lemon. And that little experiment can't do you any harm. It's just to show you that if you believe that you're eating a lemon, your body begins to make saliva to a belief. Because every belief you have has a physical reaction in your body. And you see, we all have beliefs. We all have beliefs about being rejected. Somewhere, somehow, someone has rejected you. Someone has hurt you, told you things about you that are not true, but your mind has held on to them. So I'm going to count you back in a minute. I'm going to count you back in a minute to a scene, and another two scenes. And these scenes are going to show you just how and where and why and when you acquired that fear of being rejected. As you understand why, you're going to become free of that fear, not just today, but for the rest of your life. So right now, I want you to simply imagine that you're going back in time. You're going back to your childhood home. You're going back to the home that you used to live in between the ages of 2 and 8. And if you lived in more than one home between the ages of 2 and 8, it doesn't matter. Your mind will pick the right home. And even as I have you think about that and consider that, your mind is taking you back and back and back. And you're standing in the street. You are standing outside that home that you lived in between the ages of 2 and 8. You're now walking through the front door. You're now inside that home. And you're drawn like a heat-seeking magnet to the bedroom you slept in as a child. But for now, you're outside that bedroom. Your hand is on the door handle. You're just about to go into your childhood bedroom. And in that room is you as a little kid. And you know that little kid so well. And you have a complete affinity with that child. And they know that you are there, more grown up. And they have an affinity with you. And they will tell you anything you need to know. So open the door now, go into that room, and there sitting on the bed is you as a little kid. A little child between the ages of 2 and 7. And you're sitting down next to that child now. You know that little child. So while this is you as a child and they know that you are them, all grown up, you're both completely comfortable. They're completely comfortable with you being in the room with them. So I want you to ask that child some questions and ask each question. The answer will spring to your mind, just as if you've typed it into Google and hit search. And the first thing you're going to ask that child is, are you happy or unhappy? And the answer comes up immediately. I want you to ask that child another question. Who loves you? And the answer will come up immediately. I want you to ask that child if they feel lovable. And I want you to ask them what the people raising them, usually mummy or daddy, it could be grandparents or relatives, what do the people raising them do or not do that make them feel not lovable enough? And now here's one more question I want you to ask that child very clearly. Who is rejecting you? What are the people around you doing or not doing that make you feel rejected? And that child will tell you straight away with childhood honesty and clarity whatever it is that makes them feel rejected and who makes them feel rejected. It could be children at school, it could be siblings, it could be the neighbor's kids. And now as I click my fingers, you're going to hear some words being said, some words that were said to that little child when you were that little child. As I count to three, you're going to hear certain words on the count of 1, 2, 3. Your ears are wide open and you can remember something that's being said to you, about you, even over you, something that has led you fear being rejected, to feel that you are rejected, to feel that you're not good enough, something to do with you feeling that you're not smart enough or pretty enough or attractive enough or you haven't got what other children have. So I want you to look at that little child and just feel what they're feeling, hear what they heard, see what they saw. And now as I count backwards, your brilliant mind is going to take you to another scene, a place, an event that is all to do with when you first got this perception that people might or even are rejecting you right now on the count of 5. Your brilliant mind is pulling you back, taking you back, moving you back, drawing you backwards. You're going backwards to a scene that is all to do with you feeling rejected. On the count of 4, you're becoming younger, smaller, lighter, shorter. On the count of 3, years are peeling away from your body. On the count of 2, you are drifting back. It's like you're in a time tunnel, being pulled back, drawn back, moved back, taken back to a vivid vital scene that's the cause, the reason, the root of you still fearing rejection. On the count of 1, just be there as I click my fingers. This scene is springing into your mind as easily as a phone screen booting up when you switch it on. This scene is coming into your mind, and as I ask you a set of questions, you instinctively and automatically can answer each one. And the first question is, are you inside or outside? You just know. Is it daytime or nighttime? You know that too. How old are you, just about? And here's the only question that really matters, which you're going to answer perfectly. What are you doing, seeing, feeling, and more than anything, what are you experiencing? And as you hear me saying, what are you experiencing, you are feeling that experience as if it just happened yesterday. What are you feeling? What are you hearing? What is being said about you, to you, around you? What is going on? You may be at home with a critical parent or a critical relation or a critical sitter. You might be at school with some children bullying. Maybe it's your siblings. But I want you to just be aware of what you're feeling and experiencing as if it happened just yesterday. I want you to keep that image to one side. Just as if you've got a DVD of a moment in your past and you're now putting that to one side for later. Because we're now going to go back to another scene, an even more vivid, even more vital scene, all to do with how, where, when, and why you acquired a fear of being rejected, and a belief that people can reject you. So on the count of 5, you are becoming younger, smaller, lighter, shorter. On the count of 4, years, months, weeks, days, hours are peeling away from your body. On the count of 3, you are drifting way back, being pulled back, drawn back, taken back, moved back. On the count of 2, you're going back, back, back in time to a scene that's all to do with you being rejected. On the count of 1, you are drifting right back right now. Just be there. And again, as I ask you these questions, a scene is springing into your mind, like you switching on the TV set, and a picture coming straight into focus, this scene where you are right now. Is it daytime or is it nighttime? You just know. Are you inside or outside? You know that too. Are you on your own or is anybody with you? And finally, what are you doing, seeing, feeling, hearing? More than anything, what are you experiencing now? You're feeling the feeling, experiencing the experience, and remembering that scene as if it happened yesterday. Of course, you don't have to relive this. You're reviewing something that's said, something really mean, or even perhaps your leg was slapped. You don't relive that. You're just reviewing it. And you're reviewing this because it's giving you the most profound level of understanding about you. So just one more time now. You're going back to the most vital, crucial, vivid scene of all. That is all to do with how, where, why, and when you got this perception, this belief about you being rejected. On the count of five, you are drifting back to a vivid, vital, crucial scene that's all to do with how you got to be this way. On the count of four, you're becoming years younger. On the count of three and two, you're becoming smaller, lighter, shorter, years, months, weeks, days, hours, peeling away from your body. You are drifting back, right now, being pulled back, drawn back, taken back to the most vivid scene that's the cause, the reason, the root of you fearing rejection. And just be there, at this scene, at this time. Is it daytime? Is it nighttime? Are you inside or are you outside? You just know. How old are you, just about? And finally, once again, the only question that matters. What are you doing, seeing, feeling? What are you experiencing? And you can feel that feeling like it happened yesterday. I want you to keep those three scenes in your mind. I want you to look over and around and through these scenes right now in your brilliant mind. Right now, your brilliant mind is looking at these scenes, and as it looks at them, it understands exactly how and where and why and when you develop this fear of being rejected. And as your mind looks at these scenes, it's already processing this all and going, oh yes, these people said that really mean thing to me. Someone said something mean. Someone did something mean. I heard something mean. I thought my parents preferred perhaps a brother or a sister. I thought my teacher liked all the other kids. Or I thought that I was ugly or stupid or poor or different. It doesn't matter what it is. It only matters that you're beginning to see this now. Just how and where and why and more than anything, when you got these beliefs, you see, is what you're seeing. Is that when you've been on this planet for just a few simple years, maybe 3, maybe 4 years, you came to conclusions about yourself. You formed opinions. When you'd been on the planet for just a few years, you came to the conclusion, you formed a belief, you formed an opinion that people reject me. I'm not good enough. I'm not as good as other people. I get rejected. I want you to look at how and why and where you did that. And I want you to imagine you're holding those three DVDs in one hand now. And in the other hand, you're holding a scene of you today with this issue, with this fear of rejection, with this block that's holding you back. And your brilliant mind right now is showing you that those early scenes are all to do with why you got rejected. And understanding is power. And as you look over and around and through those scenes, this understanding becomes so powerful, so liberating, so transforming. You now understand why and how those scenes affect you. But you also understand something else. You're not that little kid. You don't live with those critical people. That isn't you now. That will never be you again. As you understand how, where, and why you got rejected, you understand something else. It will never, ever, again for the rest of your life be relevant. or necessary or appropriate or even remotely interesting for you to feel those feelings ever again. So I want you to be back in that bedroom with that sweet little child once again. And I want you to wrap your arms around that little you. Wrap your arms around that little child. Or you could even take that little child by the hand. And I want you to take them back to where you live now. I want you to walk them through the front door. And I want you to show them where you live right now. Where you live now, there are not people rejecting you or hurting you. You don't now go to a school with critical teachers or bullying classmates. You don't go to a school where other kids put you down. You don't live with the parents that hurt you, and even if you did, you have the power that you didn't have. At 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 11, 12, you can leave at any time. So I want you to upgrade that child. I want you to upgrade that child into the home you live in now. Show them your phone with all the numbers of friends that like to hear from you. Show them that you have your own bank account, that you can buy stuff. Perhaps you have a car or a credit card. You have a phone and all these things that were not available when you were 2 or 3 or 4 or 6, but they're yours now. And I want you to remember all the things that you most wanted to hear as a child. You see, you know even better than me. I know because we all want to hear the same things. You're a great kid. I love you. How lucky am I to be your parent? How lucky am I that I get to raise a kid as fantastic as you? But you know even better than me. So I want you to repeat some words that I'm going to say. I want you to repeat them out loud in your mind as if no one's listening. It's more powerful to say them out loud. And I want you to hold that child in your arms. And I want you to say out loud, either in your mind or out loud in the real world, it's up to you. But I want you to say to yourself, I'm becoming a loving parent to you now. No one in the world can play this role like I can. I love you exactly the way you are. I love you completely. Unconditionally. You never, ever have to earn my love. You're safe with me. I'm here protecting you always. I always have time for you. I will always listen to you. You and I have balance now. There is nothing we can't do. And I want you to show that little child the world you live in now. The world of friends and love and success. And even if you haven't got all of that yet, you are absolutely moving towards that now. Because what you want, wants you. And what you are moving towards is absolutely moving towards you. So I want you to upgrade that child right now. And I want you to think of all the things you most wanted. And I want you to say, you are such a great kid. You are so lovable. I'm so lucky I have you. I'm so lucky I get to raise you. You're so smart. You're gorgeous. You're intelligent. You're clever. You're lovable. When you're grown up, you're going to find so many people that love you because you're lovable. And nobody can reject you because you're smart and lovable. And you're a good kid. And I want you to add in the things that you most wanted or needed to hear. I'm glad you're a boy or a girl. I'm glad you are you. And as you repeat even more words of what you really, really needed to hear. You're the best kid. You're wonderful. I want you to think of something else. Even if your parents didn't show that love to you, didn't want you, didn't plan you. And for some people, that is a sad reality. But the truth is, somebody wanted you to be here. There are people who sell their house to have IVF work, to have a baby, who would be great parents, but sadly it never works. There are other people who really don't appreciate the phenomenal gifts of the children that they have. You are a gift to your parents. You're a gift. You are meant to be here. And even if your parents didn't want you or didn't appreciate you or failed to honor you, the truth is that the universe wanted you to be here. That's why you're here. It wanted you to be you. And it put you here. And the universe that put you on this planet will support you 1000% in knowing that you belong to life and that life belongs to you. It will support you. You were a part of life's longing for itself. You always have been. You always will be. And you simply cannot be rejected. To be rejected, you have to let it in. And if you don't let it in, you can't be rejected. People can be mean and critical, but you're choosing every day now to not let it in. Because you remember the key words I'm telling you, that my voice is going with you, my voice is staying with you, my voice is having a powerful permanent impact on you. And you remember these words. Critical people have the most criticism reserved for themselves. They are unhappy. They don't like themselves. And they criticize everyone else too, so that other people will feel as bad as they feel. But superior people praise. And you're becoming an expert at praising yourself. You praise yourself all the time from now onwards. Every day you can say, I'm lovable. I matter. I can't be rejected. I love myself. I accept myself. I believe in myself. I'm here with something valuable to offer every day. As you praise yourself, your self-esteem goes up, your sense of self-worth goes up, your sense of self-value and self-image raises, goes up, and then something even more wonderful happens. Other people's sense of your worth and your value and your image start to go up too. You believe in yourself. They're the most important words you can ever say to yourself. So every day, you praise yourself. Every day you go back and you talk to that little kid. I want you right now to install that child fully into your home. You've taken them out of that old childhood home and you've put them in the home you now live in. If you have children of your own, add them to the children that you are doing a better job than your parents did with you. If you live with a partner that loves you, invite that child to feel their love too. If you live alone, that's okay, because you remember you are becoming a loving parent to this child. No one can do a job quite as good as you. So that child lives in your world now, and every day you're doing the most simple things, like driving a car perhaps down a street, or paying for groceries with cash or a credit card. You're going to work and saying, hey, I'm not a kid. I'm perhaps driving my car down the street, or I'm buying stuff for myself. I'm just taking a train journey because I'm not 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 or 12. I don't live in that old home. I cannot be rejected. And this is the truth about you. Nobody can reject you unless you give them your permission. And you're never going to do that, because you know the truth about you. And I know the truth about you. You matter. You're significant. You belong. You cannot be rejected, and you're developing phenomenal coping skills, and every day you remind yourself that you matter, that you're significant, you love yourself. You give and receive love, and all those fears of rejection, they're shrinking, they're disappearing, they're going, they're gone. Everything that made you fear rejection is being shattered, smashed. It's out of your life, it's in the past, it's all behind you, it's something you used to have, and it simply cannot, will not, and does not affect you ever again, as you move from one fantastic accomplishment to another. And let's just do one more thing. I want you to imagine those people who once rejected you, the parents that criticized you, the relatives that put you down, the kids that bullied you. I want you to imagine that when you go back home, those parents are in your house. They've simply turned up with their luggage and they want to move in. They've had a moment where they've suddenly realized how incredible you are, and all they want to do is follow you around the house going, I love you, I love you, I love you, let me make you breakfast, let me make you dinner, let me sit with you, let me tell you how much I love you, let me walk to work with you, let me walk home with you, let me travel with you, let me hang out with you, let me watch TV with you. I want you to imagine how long you could take it if those critical parents suddenly moved into your life and were there. From the minute you woke up to the minute you went to bed, just praising you all day, every second of every day. And that bully that suddenly wants to be your best friend and goes, you know, I was actually jealous of you because you had something I didn't have, but I couldn't tell you that. And I know most people couldn't even take that for a weekend. An hour, maybe. Some people would say 5 minutes is enough. My mum and dad living in my house praising me. 5 minutes. I don't want that. Because guess what? You don't need that. When you were a kid, you needed people to love you and protect you from rejection. Now you're all grown up. You are doing such a stellar, phenomenal job. You don't need those critical people from the past to love you. Because you're doing an awesome job, a phenomenal job, an outstanding job of seeing just how lovable you really are. You cannot be rejected. You are bulletproof. You are rejection proof. People may say horrible things and you can go, thanks for sharing that. It's just an opinion. And you don't have to let it in. So as you go deeper, you are so aware of a powerful transformation taking place within you. You like yourself. You really like yourself. And because you like yourself, other people like you. Every day you move from one phenomenal accomplishment to another. You like yourself. And you like other people. And they like you right back. You praise yourself and other people, and they praise you right back. You believe in yourself, and you massively increase your own level of self-worth, self-value, self-esteem, self-image, and everyone around you does the same thing. And when people are harsh and mean and critical, you understand that they're having a bad day. That your parents probably did the best they could. It wasn't enough, but they probably had pretty awful parents themselves. But you are shattering that. You're doing better. You're a loving person. You like yourself. You believe in yourself. You feel good about yourself. You have a warm, magnetic personality, and people like you. You like you. And every day you praise yourself. And just one final thing that's really going to heal you. I want you to go back to those three scenes. And I want you to imagine the person that maybe bullied you actually really likes you and wants to hang out with you and wants to be your friend. The parents that put you down are suddenly recognizing what a great kid you are. The people, whoever it was that diminished you and hurt you, they just want to love you. Because you see, you can change those old scenes. Because no matter how bad your childhood was, it's never too late. never too late to have a happy childhood. Even now, you can remember that you have money to buy stuff, people to hang out with. You don't have to go to a school that you hate ever again because you're free. If you want, you can even go back and make those three scenes look the way you would have liked them to have looked. And that too will have such a powerful transformation in you. People can be mean. People can be harsh. People can be critical. But you don't have to take that. They are having a bad day. We all have some bad days. But you're having great days too because you praise yourself, believe in yourself. You cannot be rejected. The most important words you will ever hear are the words that you say to yourself, and you believe them. The most important opinion is your opinion. It doesn't matter what happened in your childhood, and even if it does, just one more time look over and around and through those scenes, and as you understand how they affected you, how they once influenced you, you understand something even more profound, something even more powerful. As the beautiful, talented, powerful, grown-up person that you are today, it is no longer necessary or relevant. It isn't even appropriate. It isn't even remotely interesting for you to think those old thoughts or believe those old beliefs ever again. They are out of your life. They are in your past. You are lovable. And every day you say these last few sentences in your head. I accept myself as lovable. I see myself as lovable. I am lovable. I easily give love. I easily accept it. I am filled and nourished by the love that surrounds me now and always. And I fill and nourish other people with my love. You say those words every day because the truth is that you are lovable. You always have been, you always will be. You easily give and receive love, and you're filled and nourished and sustained by the love that's available to you and around you. You sustain other people with the love. You cannot be rejected. Because to be rejected, you have to give the person trying to reject you all that power. You have to believe everything that they believe. And you have a choice every day not to do that. And you make that great choice every day because you're bulletproof, rejection proof. You love you. You praise you. You recognize you. And you are bulletproof, feeling so bulletproof, feeling phenomenal, feeling extraordinary, feeling wonderful, feeling able to come back to your full awareness. The same, but different. And knowing that every time you think these thoughts, my voice will go with you. My voice will go with you, and my voice will stay with you. It's having right now a powerful, permanent, and pervasive, all wonderful healing impact upon you. So on the count of one, you're returning to full awareness, feeling amazing. On the count of two, you're feeling at peace. On the count of three, feeling extraordinary. On the count of four, feeling so proud of yourself. On the count of five, feeling amazing with an understanding that's so liberating, so freeing, so empowering. Just opening up those eyes once again, filling up your lungs, and take a nice, long, slow, deep breath. Give yourself a few minutes. You've just done something extraordinary. Welcome back.